Welcome to KPRO's Quick Start Lesson on WordStar, the word processing program that is included with your KPRO computer. WordStar allows you to produce a perfectly typed document with ease. If you need to insert, delete, or correct text after it has been typed, you can do so without having to retype the whole thing. So you see, you can say goodbye to your correction tape, correction fluid, and even your erasable bond. Sounds too good to be true, right? When you're using these tapes, keep in mind that you are in complete control of the pace. If there is a section that does not seem clear the first time you hear it, you can play that portion again. Stop the tape if necessary and practice what has been covered until you are ready to move on. In order to begin your WordStar lesson, you'll need your WordStar manual, a working copy of WordStar, and a blank formatted disk. The tape Introduction to Computers gives you step-by-step instructions for making copies of your master disks and for formatting blank disks. Do you need to stop this tape and prepare some disks, or are you ready to go on? Your first lesson will be to learn how to get into and out of WordStar. Reach behind your computer and turn your KPRO on. Now insert your copy of WordStar in the A drive. To engage the disk, you must close the door, turn the lever down, or push the button on the disk drive, depending on your particular model. Then the A, 0, greater than symbols will appear. This is called the A prompt. You want to keep the text files that you create on a separate disk, so put the blank formatted disk in drive B. Now you're ready to begin. Type WS and press the return key. You will see a title page and the specifications for your printer scroll across the screen. Then you will arrive at the opening menu. The first thing you will want to do from this menu is to change the log disk drive to drive B, because you are keeping your text files on the disk in drive B. So type L. The prompt on the screen will ask you to type the new log disk drive. Type B, colon, and hit the return key. Note when the opening menu reappears, the message Directory of Disk B is displayed at the bottom of your screen. Now we will create a document. Press D to open a document file. You do not need to press a return with any commands from this opening menu. You will be asked to give the name of the file to edit. The name of your document can be up to 8 characters with an optional extension consisting of a period and 3 more characters. There must be no spaces in the file name. For now, type the word practice and press return. A blank screen will appear ready for you to create a text file. If a file named practice was already on your disk, WordStar would have retrieved it and placed it on the screen for you to review or edit. Since there was no file named practice on your disk, you see a message that says New File. At this time, I would like to introduce you to the term WordWrap. This is a feature of WordStar that produces automatic carriage returns for you when you are typing paragraphs. You simply keep typing your text, and WordStar decides when no more words can fit on one line and wraps the words to the next line. It is very important that you use this feature because it will enable you to reform your paragraphs later if you find it necessary to add or delete text. Remember then, you only type returns at the end of a paragraph. Now turn to Chapter 1, page 3 in your manual. That's right, Chapter 1, page 3. Locate the section entitled Introducing WordStar. Type the words Introducing WordStar and hit 2 returns. Then type the 2 paragraphs that follow. Your document will look different than the manual, because you are using different margins and a justified right margin. However, this text will suffice for practice purposes. Do not hit the return key at the end of the line. Be sure to use word wrap. Keep typing and see how the words wrap when there is no more room on one line. Don't worry about any errors right now. Why don't you turn the tape off until you have finished typing the two paragraphs? Okay, now that you have some lines of text, you will learn how to write this file to the disk. This is called saving your file. To execute a command, we need the help of the control key. The control key is labeled CTRL and is located on the left-hand side of your keyboard. Find it? Hold the control key down while you type the letter K and then the letter D. Control KD. A message will appear on your screen saying that WordStar is saving your file name practice. Then you are returned to the opening menu. Look at the opening menu. Find the command to exit WordStar. Yes, that's right, X. At this point, I want you to type X to exit WordStar. Because we changed our log disk drive, you will see the B0 greater than or the B prompt. Now take your disks out and turn off your machine. You have just gone through the process of calling up WordStar, changing the log disk drive, opening up a document file, saving the document to disk, and exiting WordStar. Let's review exactly what you did. At the A prompt, you typed WS and pressed the return to call up WordStar. Then you typed L to change the log disk drive. You typed B:, and pressed return. To open a document, you typed D and named your document practice. Then press the return key. After you had typed several lines of text, you held the control key down and typed KD, which saved the file name practice on the disk in the B drive. After that, you typed an X to exit WordStar. Can you do that again by yourself? Turn the tape off and give it a try. Good for you. See how useful the menus and the screen messages are? Now you are ready for lesson 2. Here you will learn how to edit your document. Is the cursor at the A prompt? If it is at the B prompt, simply type A:, and press the return key. Then type WS to call up WordStar and press return. Change your log disk drive to the B drive. Now open the document you named Practice. WordStar will find the file on the disk and place it on your screen. Whoops! Did you spell it wrong and get a blank screen with the message New File? If you did, hold the control key down and press K. Q. That's Control K Q to abandon the new file and try again. You must spell the name of the file exactly as it appears on the directory. Let's take a good look at the main menu that appears at the top of the screen. The top line tells you the name of the file, the page, and the line and column number where that little blinking light is positioned. That little blinking light is called the cursor, and it indicates your present position on a page. There is also a message that says Insert On, which means that any text typed will be inserted wherever the cursor is placed. Have you guessed how you can move the cursor? You may simply use the arrow keys at the top right corner of the keyboard, or you can use the commands displayed under Cursor Movement on the menu. The caret that appears before the letters themselves indicates that you must hold down the control key as you type the letter. Turn this tape off now and experiment with the arrow keys as well as the commands that control the cursor and the commands to scroll. Fine. Now you know how to move around in your document. Are you ready to try using some of the delete commands? The delete commands appear in the middle of your main menu. Place your cursor on the first letter of the word "the" in the first line of your text. With the cursor blinking on T, hold the Control key down and press G until the word is completely deleted from the screen. You may use Control G anytime you want to delete a character the cursor is blinking on. Another way to delete text, and probably one of the most useful, is using the Delete key, which is labeled DEL and is located to the right of the Return key. As you are typing, you usually know when you've made a mistake. When this happens, you may press the Delete key, deleting the character to the left of the cursor until you have deleted your mistake. Let's see how that works. Place your cursor on the space after the word "program" in the first sentence. Okay? Now press the Delete key and remove the word. Then retype the word. See how simple it is to make corrections? There are two other delete commands to experiment with: Control T, which deletes a word to the right of the cursor, and Control Y, which will remove a whole line. Now we will scroll down into our document, hold the Control key down, and hit the letter C. That's right, Control C. Then place your cursor in column 1 of the last line of text. Type Control T. Voila! The word is gone. Try it again. Okay, now press the Control key and type Y. More magic! The whole line disappears. I'm sure you can see that these commands will be very useful to you. Let's take a moment now to make some observations. First, hold the Control key down and type QR. That command will take you quickly to the top of your document. Control Q R. Now I want you to look at the right-hand side of your screen. You should see two less than characters where you hit the return twice after typing "introducing WordStar." You will notice that where you used WordWrap, there are no markings at all. A plus sign will appear if there is text or spaces off the screen to the right. Armed with that knowledge, let's try inserting some text and reforming a paragraph. Place your cursor on the first letter of the first word in the body of your document. That would be the Y in "you". Type "word processing is fun". Let me repeat that for you. Word processing is fun. See how the text is inserted before the cursor, and the rest of the line is pushed into the margin? Is there a plus sign showing that there is more text beyond the screen? Well, now hold the Control key down and type B. Since you used WordWrap, Control B is able to reform your paragraph, keeping your right-hand margin justified, lined up just like your left-hand margin. If you were unsuccessful with this reform procedure because you didn't use WordWrap, abandon this document by holding the Control key down and typing KQ. That's right, Control KQ. And then open up another document and try again. You will not be able to name your new document Practice because Practice already exists and each file must have its own distinct name. Choose another name. This time, remember not to hit the return key at the end of a line. Let the program decide when a new line shall begin. Now we are going to see what happens when we are not in the insert mode. Hold the Control key down while you type V, as in Victor. Watch the insert on sign disappear. Type Control V 2 more times. Watch it reappear and disappear. We refer to this command as a toggle because when we type it once, it is turned off, and when we type it again, it is turned on. Now, can you place your cursor on the first letter of the sentence you added? That's right. Place your cursor on the W of word processing is fun. I want you to change that sentence to read, WordStar is terrific. Just start typing and see how, since you're not in the insert mode, you replace the characters that were there before with the new text. We can refer to this mode as the insert off mode. Are there extra characters to delete? Use Control G. Does the paragraph need reforming? Use Control B. Let's do one more manipulation before we move on to the next lesson. Place your cursor on the first letter of WordStar is terrific, and using Control G or Control T, delete that sentence. Good, but look, the margin isn't right now. What was the command to reform? If you don't remember, look on the menu. That's right, Control B. If the cursor stops at the right-hand margin in the middle of a word, WordStar is telling you that this whole word will not fit on the line. A message will appear on the screen telling you how you can either hyphenate the word or move the whole word to the next line. Type Control B to move the word to the next line. Okay, let's look at what you've learned in Lesson 2. You've learned several different ways to delete text. Control G deletes the character where the cursor is positioned. The delete key deletes the character to the left of the cursor. Control T deletes the word or portion of the word to the right of the cursor, while Control Y will delete an entire line. You've also learned how to insert text in the insert mode and how to toggle your insert off by typing Control V. With the insert off, you can edit by typing over the existing text. After you have made your corrections, you've learned how easy it is to reform the paragraph by typing Control B. Super! And I hope you see that these commands are always displayed on your screen for reference. You will easily remember these basic commands after typing a few documents. Say, you are doing fine. This might be a good place to take a break. I see we're at the end of this side of the tape. You'll have to take the tape out and turn it over to continue.